Welcome to Sefer Tehillim with the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Mizmor Chavtet, Chapter 29. And as always, we are dedicating our learning to the success and safety of Chayalei Tzva Hagana Lisrael, to the swift return of the Chatufim, to the healing of all the wounded in this war, and to the return of those all who have been evacuated from their homes back home. Today we learn Perek Chavtet, Mizmor LeDavid, Havu LaShem B'nei Elim. We'll be familiar with you, to all of you, from the psalm which we use when we put the Sefer Torah back on Shabbat into the Aron Kodesh. And the climax of Kabbalat Shabbat right before Lecha Dodi, when we sing this psalm. And when you look at this perek, it's exceptional. Chazal already say that 18 times it's the makor for the Shmona Esrei, because 18 times we have the word Yudke Vavke, and that then they say, well, what about the Shabbat Shmona Esrei, which only has seven brachot? And here we say that the word kol, voice, sound, is seven times in this perek. So if you want to put it a different way, this becomes a very powerful source for the whole notion of tefillah in general, which is really fascinating. What does this chapter have? It has an introduction and it has an end. Mizmor LeDavid, Havu LaShem B'nei Elim. The B'nei Elim, the sons of gods, should, you know, respect God, or should praise God. Who are the sons of God? Some people say B'nei Elim is the Avot. Some people say it's Am Yisrael. Some people think it's the constellations themselves. Havu LaShem Kavod V'oz. Give God honor and strength. And of course, the chapter ends with Hashem Oz La'amo Yitein. God gives strength to his people. Hashem Yivarech Et Amo Shalom. So in the beginning and at the end, we have the notion of Oz. We have the notion of strength. And the notion of Havu LaShem Kavod Shmo. Give God the honor that is due to him. Hishtachavu LaShem B'Hadrak Kodesh. And bow to God in the holy abode. What we have in the middle, right, between this sort of announcement that everybody should praise God, is a series of call, series of voices of God, where God's voice seems so powerful. The voice, Kol Hashem Al Mayim, the voice of God on the water, Ela Kavod Hirim, God with thunder, Hashem Al Mayim Rabim, God over the great waters, Kol Hashem Bakoach, God with power, Kol Hashem Hadar, God with splendor, Kol Hashem Shover Arazim, God is breaking the cedar trees, right? Shover Hashem Et Arazel Vanon, He is breaking the cedars of Lebanon, Vayakidein Kamo Egel, the land is jumping like a young cow, like a young calf. Levanon b'Sirian k'mo ben Reimim. Everything, this almost like an earthquake. Kol Hashem Chosei Lavot Esh. So we've already had the earthquake. Now we have the fire. Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar. More earthquake. Yachil Hashem Midbar Kadesh. We have all these different places that God is making the desolate Midbar, the wilderness, quake. Kol Hashem Yicholel Ayalot VeYechesof Yarot. God, it seems maybe with fire or whatever, He Yicholel Ayalot. He makes the rams or the deer shake. VeYechesof Yarot, and He exposes the forests. Or VeYichalok Kulo Omer Kavod, and in His temple everybody says honor. There's a great sense of power in this chapter, a sense of Oz, a sense of, and it's very interesting, it's through the call, it's through the voice. I once heard a beautiful depiction of a blind person, where a blind person said that he can only hear human beings when they make noise, when they bash something, when they walk, when they snort, when they blow their nose, when they sit down in a chair. But if a human being is just doing nothing, just thinking, just quiet, the blind person can't hear them at all. God's impact here seems to be through nature. But notice that as well as Hashem Ozla Amo Yitain, as well as God giving strength to his people, Hashem Yivarechet Amo Shalom, there is also peace. And therefore, maybe one of the fascinating transitions here might be between the noise of God, which is a world-changing noise, and maybe let's call it the silence of God, which is Kol Hashem Bahadar, that God has a sort of like beauty or a majesty. And the notion of Uvehechalo Kulo Omer Kavod, that in his Heichal, in his temple, everybody says honor. And that honor comes out of a sense of silence. It comes out of a sense of silence, respect. And it's fascinating to think about this balance between Oz and Shalom, between strength and peace, between force and a sense of maybe, you know, voice and noise, right? Call and a sense of silence. So I think we're going to leave it here for today. It's a bit of a short podcast, but I'm actually recording from an airport, from JFK Airport in New York on my way back to Israel. We'll leave it here for today. Wish you all a good day and l'hitra'ot.